You're listening to the Qalam Institute podcast series, Ramadan Reflections by Mufti Hussein Kamani. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Qalam Institute.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Khususan ala sayyidi rasul wa khatam al-anbiya wa ala alihi al-askiya wa ashabihi al-atqiya amma ba'd. The day before yesterday, we discussed how, along with the body fasting and putting the body through starvation, we also need to focus on how the heart must fast. And yesterday we discussed, along with the heart, how we can focus on allowing our tongue to also fast. And today, inshallah, I wanted to extend this discussion to the next stage and also give a very brief reflection on how we can allow, along with our heart and tongue, our eyes to also fast as well. These eyes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi writes something very beautiful. He writes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given each and every body part for a purpose. Every single body part has been given for a purpose. If you fulfill the right of that body part, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gift you with that body part in the hereafter. Something special will be given in regards to every single body part. That's why Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi, when making wudu, every single body part he used to wash, he would make a special dua for it. So when he would put water in his mouth, he would make dua, "Oh Allah, allow me to read the kalima with this mouth when I'm in the grave." When he would put water in his nose, he would say, "Oh Allah, allow me to smell the fragrance of Jannah on the Day of Judgment." When he would wash his face, he would say, "Allahumma bayyid wajhi yawma tabyadhul wujuh." "Oh Allah, make my face enlightened on the day in which the faces are enlightened." When he would wash his ears, he would say, "Oh Allah, allow my ears to hear my name being called for Jannah on the Day of Judgment." And each and every body part had its special dua. You can find those in Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi's works. I don't want to go through that right now. So likewise, the eye was also created for a purpose. And he writes, the reason, the ultimate reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the eye was to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the ultimate reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the eye. But only that eye can see Allah that has been protected in this world. The eye that was not protected in this world will not be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is established from the verse of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ كَلَّا إِنَّهُمْ عَرْ رَبِّهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَمَحْجُوبُونَ. That on the Day of Judgment, due to our actions, people will be prevented from seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَوْمَئِذٍ عَرْ رَبِّهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَمَحْجُوبُونَ. On that day, they will be from their Lord, mahjub, mean they will be veiled from their Lord. They won't be allowed to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are certain things that we can do with these eyes that are positive, and then there are certain things that we can do with this eye that are negative. The positive things that we can do with this eye is, for example, and we are rewarded for example, looking at the Kaaba. We know if a person sits down and looks at the Kaaba, he is rewarded for it. Is that true or false? True. If a person sits down, opens the Quran, looks at it, he reads it, he's rewarded for it. Yes? Likewise, if a person, he sits down and just looks at the face of his parent. He just sits and looks at the face of his parent. He is rewarded for that. Is that true or false?
Yes.
It's very true. Okay. So there are so many actions that we can do with these eyes that will be rewarding for us. Now on the other side, if you wish to say, there are certain things that if we do them, we will be punished for them. And one of the greatest things in that list is abusing the eyes in terms of looking at women from the opposite gender. From someone from the opposite gender. This is such a great temptation for the men and women alike. It's such a unique temptation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran generally brings the commands under one gender. Aqimu salah, atu zakah. Men and women together, combined in the male gender, pray your salah and give your zakat. But when it comes to lowering the gaze, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals two unique verses. And each verse is addressing the gender. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals one verse, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. And then the next verse, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ. Two unique verses. The first one addressing the men, lower your gaze. And the second one addressing the women, lower your gaze. We have to ask ourselves that if we sin with haram glances, is it actually worth the sin that we are deprived from seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment? seeing the beautiful faces of this world. You know, think about this for a second. What value does beauty actually hold other than causing a little temporary excitement in the heart? What value does it hold more than that? Does beauty mean that a person is educated? Does beauty mean that a person has good character? Does beauty mean that a person is smart? Does beauty mean anything? Beauty is one of the gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kind of like your height. Does your height mean much? No. Does the size of your arm mean much? No. Maybe it may have certain benefits, but it doesn't define who you are. For many of us, we've made this the purpose of life, that I have to look beautiful. And that's all it is. And that's how we define people. Is it worth that we give pleasure to the eyes for just a few moments, and in return, be doomed by being deprived by seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is a very powerful thing. You know, my teacher used to say a very beautiful poem. He used to say regarding beauty, Husn-e surat hai arzi, husn-e sirat hai mustaqil. Husn-e surat hai arzi, husn-e sirat hai mustaqil. Usse khush hoti hai aankhi, isse khush hota hai dil. He used to say the beauty of the face is temporary. Husn-e surat hai arzi. The beauty of the face is temporary. Husn-e sirat hai mustaqil. But the inner beauty is everlasting. Usse khush hoti hai aankhi. By that, referring to the beauty of the face, the eyes are pleased. Isse khush hota hai dil. But when it comes to the inner beauty, the heart is pleased. So we have to ask ourselves this question again and again, that is it actually worth it? Remember the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that if you look at something haram, you look at something haram and you know no one is watching you, now you have the chance, should you close your eyes or not, should you turn away or not. If you turn away out of your own will, making that struggle against yourself, kicking your nafs where it hurts, and you turn away, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam promises that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you halawat al-iman. He will give you the sweetness of iman, the true spiritual fruits of iman. Mana Hakim Akhtar sahab rahimahullah rahmatan wasi'a, may Allah fill his grave with nur. He used to always say this, that there are four things that I believe will give a person friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He used to always say four things. Every other lecture he would repeat this. And one of the four things he would say was lowering your gaze. The third thing he would say was lowering your gaze. If you can lower your gaze, you will gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I remember once listening to a lecture delivered by Sheikh Zulfiqar from Jhang, from Pakistan. Sheikh Zulfiqar Naqshbandi. He said something very beautiful in his lecture. He said that, think about this for a second. How quick does the eye blink? Fast or slow?
Fast.
Very fast. Kalamhil basari ahu wa aqrab. As Allah Azza wa Jal talks about the speed of lightning for Ifrit, that jinn, that he was so fast, kind of like the blinking of an eye, so fast. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the blinking of an eye so fast? So the Shaykh mentioned the reason is so that a person doesn't come to Allah on the day of judgment and say, oh Allah, I saw something haram, I was going to close the doors of my eyes, but it was too slow. It was too slow. No. It's just a second. You just have to want it and your eyes are going to be closed. It's all in your hands. The point, if you look at it, the point that he's trying to make is that lowering the gaze is in whose hands? It's in your hands. If you want to do it, if you have the will, you can do it. Now, we live at a time where lowering the gaze is not only something for outside the house. Generally, lowering the gaze was something that was practiced outside the house. Inside the house, you didn't have to lower your gaze because that was your house. But we live at a time where now haram has actually even entered inside our house as well. You turn on the TV, you go on the internet, just every other page, every other image, there's something haram that's coming up. You go on Facebook, go on Twitter, and people are just throwing themselves out there. It becomes that much more important that we lower our gaze for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we can do that, remember that the reward will be great with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, some of the Salaf al-Salihin, our pious predecessors, they were so particular on this matter that Sufyan al-Thawri, he says that when they would go for Eid, when Sufyan al-Thawri says that when we would go for Eid Salah, the first thing we would do as soon as we would leave our house was lower the gaze. Who's saying this? Sufyan al-Thawri. And the reason was because Eid Salah is one of those prayers that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged everybody to go. Not only the men, also the women. Not only the young ones, also the adults. Even the babies, he said, bring them along. He said to the point, the Prophet ﷺ, that even the women who are not in their days of purity, even they should come. That's why they would go to a Eidgah, a special area outside the masjid where there was a large congregation. He would take, obviously the women who weren't in their prayers, they wouldn't pray, but they would just join the congregation to show a very large number. So even the women were there. So the Prophet, Sufyan al-Thawri here says that we would lower our gaze and we wouldn't look up even once, because we knew that if we fired that haram glance, we would lose a great portion of our spirituality. Sufyan, Salman al-Fasir radiallahu anh, he says, I would rather die and be resurrected. Die and be resurrected. And again, die and be resurrected than to see the private part of a Muslim's body or for a Muslim to see mine. Look how particular they were. I would rather die and be resurrected 3 times, he's saying, before I see something haram or someone sees something haram of me. So we should be very particular in this matter to lower our gaze, in particular with those people who are involved with religious work, MSA work, and sometimes if there's a mixed environment for the masjid board or whatever it is, different organizations that we work with, we have to work even harder. We need to make sure that we keep our intentions pure. We should never cast a gaze of lust. Because remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ وَاللَّهُ يَقْضِي بِالْحَقِّ. Now, how does a person stay away? How does a person learn to control their gaze? Just a few quick tips how we can work on controlling our gaze. The first thing, always bear in mind that whenever you're looking at something, you may be sitting in traffic on the highway and no one is in your car at all, and you're just looking in the rearview mirror and you're looking at someone that you're not supposed to be looking at. You may think no one's watching you. But the first step that's going to help you realize that you should stop doing what you're doing is to remember that always who's watching you? Allah is watching you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you. Remember that first. If you can build this characteristic, this will help you a lot in lowering your gaze. When you're browsing the internet, you won't pause for a second and then continue. You'll just keep continuing because you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you. The second thing is that you should always remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you your eyes for a purpose. And to abuse these eyes for a purpose other than what Allah gave them to us for, we will be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gave these eyes to us to do good, not to engage in haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. And the last point I want to mention, which will hopefully help, actually 2 more points. The second to last point I want to mention is that whenever you cast a haram glance, or whenever you commit a sin, remember one thing. That whichever earth, whichever land you commit the sin on, that land will testify against you on the Day of Judgment. So if you look at something haram, that place where you're standing will testify against you on the Day of Judgment. Now you guys may say, which hadith is that from? I haven't heard of that hadith before. I'll quote the Quran ayah for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Zilzal, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. What's after that? يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. On that day, the earth will also speak and testify against people. بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَالَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُمْ فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. Read the translation. Very beautiful Surah Zilzal. In this verse, in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that even the earth we stand on and which we sin in will testify against us. So we should be careful of that and remember that as well. And the last thing is, as human beings, if we do make the mistake of looking at something haram, as usual, as I always mention, immediately repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say astaghfirullah. And one of the beautiful du'as that you can read to help you lower your gaze is the dua, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. Make this dua. It's a very beautiful dua. لا حول ولا قوة. لا حول means there is no power to prevent. ولا قوة, and there is no power to give me the ability to do. إلا بالله العلي العظيم, except for with Allah, the High and the Great. So when you're making this dua, you're saying to Allah, you're admitting, oh Allah, I'm trying, but I can't do it unless you help me do it. This is very powerful. One person went to a sheikh and he said to the sheikh, Sheikh, I've listened to everything you've said to me. I've acted upon it. The only thing that's very hard for me is for me to lower my gaze. I find it very hard to lower my gaze. So the sheikh said to him that if you find it hard to lower your gaze, I will teach you a beautiful dua. If you read this dua, Allah will help you in lowering your gaze. He said, what is that dua? His teacher said to him, read this dua regularly. Allahu hadiri, Allahu nadiri, Allahu shahidi, Allahu ma'i. Read this every day. Read it regularly. Read this dua. Allahu hadiri means Allah is present. He's hadir. Allah is present with me. Allahu hadiri. Allahu nadiri means Allah is watching me. Allahu shahidi, Allah is witness of me. Allahu ma'i, Allah is with me. When you can read this dua abundantly, inshallah wa aziz, it'll once again help you control yourself and control that desire to cast that haram glance. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tawfiq and ability to act upon what has been said. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.